ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, hello and welcome to the program. Universities and academic centers have been the sources of production of sciences and training of bright talents. In Iran, these centers have been the axis of political currents and developments in the past decades too. Moreover, universities have played a significant role in the victory of the Islamic Revolution due to their unbreakable bond with Imam Khomeini. Therefore, it would be good to explicate the Imam's views on the status of universities and academics. Stay tuned, please. It is important to review the standpoints of Imam Khomeini about professors, students of universities. As you know, Imam Khomeini was a very prominent scholar who had full mastery of Islamic sciences. However, he was fully aware of the social and political affairs both inside the country and abroad. Universities are the places where mainly modern sciences are taught. Most of these sciences have been imported from the West. At the first glance, it seemed that modern sciences would challenge traditional sciences taught at seminaries by religious scholars. While there seemed to be a disparity and even confrontation between the seminaries and universities in terms of religious teachings and modern sciences, Imam Khomeini, relying on religious sources and clarification of the meaning of useful science, ended this artificial separation of religious and modern sciences. The Imam, elucidating the meaning of useful science, considered the education in modern sciences as a branch of useful science and stressed that those who learn such sciences with the intention of rendering services to people in the way of divine values, they're religiously defendable and will be rewarded by God. He said, sciences are divided into two categories. Worldly sciences, whose ultimate goal is to attain worldly objectives, and the afterlife sciences, whose ultimate goal is to reach ethereal positions and grades in the hereafter. And the superiority of these two kinds of science depend on the intention and purpose, unquote. Elsewhere, Imam Khomeini stated, God, the Exalted, has made science as one of the worships. In no religion, science has been described and praised as much as in Islam. The Noble Quran in different parts has described science, scientists, and heeding science. It is with science that man can achieve happiness in the world and hereafter, unquote. In reconciliation of religious and modern sciences, Imam Khomeini stressed the role of commitment in acquisition of sciences. In other words, he deemed it necessary to have science and faith side by side to achieve individual and social happiness. He emphasizes that science without faith and spirituality is the source of many calamities, and indeed, this had been the cause of many catastrophes in the world. The founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran said, If we think that science is the source of happiness, no matter which science, it is a mistake. Sometimes science is the source of many disasters, unquote. Elsewhere in his remarks, the Imam stated, "The beginning of goodness and all progresses for a country, whether in material or spiritual aspect, is to have faith. Being a mere scientist is not useful, just as being a mere faithful is not that effective. But when a scientist is faithful and pious, he will be the source of goodness and blessing," unquote. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, used to advise religious scholars and university professors to pursue both sciences and spirituality. He remarked, "As you are hardworking in acquisition of science, you should be hardworking in ethical purification, in actions, in beliefs, and moral virtues. Because science without action and without piety is often harmful. The person who has science, but his science is not accompanied by an ethical purification and a spiritual training, this science will cause him to be more harmful to his nation and country than those who have no science. He will use this science as a sword in his hand, and he may uproot a country with that sword," unquote. Imam Khomeini's approach towards universities and academics pertain to their status as the main factors of Iran's independence and progress. In view of the Imam, this is related to promotion of the spiritual climate of the society through training God-fearing persons who are both specialists and committed. To put it more clear, according to Imam Khomeini, God-fearing and faith in God should be manifested in the academic system and among the university professors and students in order to lead the country toward lofty goals of the Islam along modern advancements. He said, "As soon as it is said that such center should be Islamic, they say it means that there shouldn't be specialty. Those people want to tell the world that Islam is opposed to specialty, while to the extent that the Noble Quran has called on knowledge and science, maybe it is not such in other books. Islam completely agrees with specialty and knowledge," unquote. The father of the Islamic Revolution maintained that scientific self-belief and self-reliance are the basic requirements for independence of a society, and that universities and academics have an important share in this regard. He said, "We are opposed to a university which makes us dependent on abroad. We want a university which takes us out of dependence, makes us independent, and makes our entire country independent," unquote. The Imam believed that the ultimate goal of independence is in the hand of universities and academics, should do their best to bolster scientific power in proportion with requirements of time and age. Another aspect of Imam Khomeini's standpoint on universities and academics was that they should be socially committed and politically aware of the developments in the country and the world. In the Imam's opinion, universities are the insightful observers of society, which vigilantly assess the performance of the officials and kindly and logically criticize their remarks. Imam Khomeini maintained that such a spirit among academics would keep the Islamic Revolution lively and dynamic. He opined that universities set the ground for cultural and social activities in order to facilitate the move towards national resistance against the global arrogance. He stated, "University is the source of developments in society. It is from the university that the happiness or misery of a nation is originated. It is from the university that the fate of a nation is determined," unquote. Criticizing those who prevented students from participating in political affairs, Imam Khomeini said, "Let the academics know that just as a mujtahid should interfere in his fate, a student should also interfere in his fate. There is no difference between a university student and a seminary student," unquote.